You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, and welcome to today's show, LA Talk Radio, Your Ultimate Life. I've got this fun picture. Boy, I hope you're watching the video. There's a guy just running in the background and really striving. This is one of those AI pictures. It's quite nice, fabulous colors, and a lot of energy, really striving to get stuff done. And the reason that I did that today is because this is about getting stuff done, about getting results, about how do you create the results that you want. Now, you see on the screen here, I've got The Ultimate Alchemist that I use, and that's a title, a description more. And I'm also wearing this shirt, if you can see, and it says Roar. And we'll talk about what Roar is. We'll talk about The Alchemist. And then I'm going to talk about seven steps, seven pieces that can help you get the results you want now, like real results. Okay. And when people think about that, you have in mind whatever you have in mind. You might be thinking about money. Lots of people are thinking about money. How do I make more money? How do I make more money and make it faster? How do I have to, you know, how can I stop working so hard? And that's really focused about, you know, cash and income and security. Sometimes it moves beyond that to how can I have stuff so I can prove that I'm cool? And there's a sort of a diseased need to prove something with money. That's a whole different issue. That's the religion of money, and that's usually poison. Besides cash and money, other big results that people want to feel is confidence. I want, and a lot of times they're connected, right? I want to have confidence, in my ability to speak, confidence to present, confidence to network, confidence to make cold calls, if that's part of your business model, or confidence to follow up well with warm leads, if that's part of your business model. And whatever your business model is, people, I just need more confidence. I need more confidence. Another thing I hear a lot is I need more organization. I just need more organization. I'm scattered. I'm flying all over the place. And I can't seem to be organized. And I don't know if I'm doing the right things. There's a lot mixed in that. Procrastination, fear, self-worth, as well as the overwhelm of trying to do too many things. We often blame it on, I'm just doing too many things. Well, maybe you are. A lot of times, though, we crowd our schedules and our time with nice to-dos and not things that are directly related to the results we want. Direct, consistent, motivated action that moves you in the direction of your dream. There's a few other pieces that we're going to throw in along the way. So first of all, The Ultimate Alchemist. Why do I use that phrase? The Ultimate Alchemist. Well, I love the word alchemy and The Alchemist. If you haven't read that book by Paulo Coelho, you should. And you shouldn't just because I said so. If your heart is set on achieving your dream, in the book he calls it your personal legend. Personal legend. If your heart is set on that, then read the book. There's all kinds of metaphors and examples and so forth that can teach you something. Reading the book by itself won't make you accomplish your goals. But what it will do or can do if you let it is light a fire under your butt to get moving and create, I call it the ultimate life, but create the life you want. That Alchemist book is really good. A book you should follow that up with is Walking Without Fear. Walking Without Fear is a book that I wrote. And it's a book about how to eliminate fear in your life. You know, when you're deciding whether or not to do something, whether or not to chase a dream or to go after something, to start a business or to quit your job or to really ramp it up or to put yourself out there or learn to speak or go into a competition or make cold calls or whatever, in the equation, in your head, thinking about it, fear is often like a huge variable. Remember in school, there's like, you know, X plus Y. Well, in the equation, it's this and that, and then fears in great big bold capital letters. And it's a huge element in the equation. What if they reject me? What if I'm stupid? What if I'm doing it wrong? What if I fail? And all of those what ifs, and they come in big ways. So after you read The Alchemist, which will tell you a story about Santiago, and his discovery of his personal legend, then read Walking Without Fear, because it will give you formulas and real processes. It won't just talk about fear. It helps you see the four life threads, how connected you feel, how powerful you feel, how worthy you feel, and how valuable you feel. Those things are all part of the soup that creates fear in us. If we don't feel like we feel alone, we don't feel connected to others, or if we don't feel like we're powerful, if we have any worth, it's a powerful set of tools that will change your relationship with fear. I don't experience fear anymore. And that may sound like a ridiculous or a bold or a stupid thing to say, but it's true. I've had a set of experiences in my life that have left me absolute certainty feeling safe. I know why I'm here in the world. I know where I'm going. I know how this world works. And every day is filled with joy. That's why I talk so much about your ultimate life. 20 years ago, I couldn't have had any of these conversations. I lived in fear and self-sabotage and destructive behaviors and all kinds of things. After 2007, when my life radically changed, I've spent the last 17 years reinventing myself. And I now am a completely different invention. And that new invention has no fear in it. The variable of fear doesn't play a role in my decision-making to do or to create or to love or to serve or to build business or to speak or anything. And it's a completely different feeling. And that's why I wrote the book, Walking Without Fear. After you read that book, you will at least have basic tools to begin to completely reshape your life. If you want one more recommendation, I'll give it to you. And that is a book called Living with Purpose and Power. Living with Purpose and Power. Because if you learn to eliminate fear, then you'll be left with courage and the ability to pursue something. You won't have fear getting in your way of the pursuit of whatever it is you want to pursue. But if you don't have, if you haven't pinpointed, picked, grabbed onto a life purpose, like who are you? What are you about? If someone says, oh yeah, I know her, she's the gal that what? If someone says that about me, I want them to say, oh, Kellen, I know him. He's the coach. He helps people do impossible things. He writes books, he creates music, but above all, he gives people hope. He helps them realize how powerful they are. He helps them change the world. I've seen him do it. That's what I want the truth to be. And people say that. And I'm not saying yay me, but I have picked that purpose. And because I have, I'm able to work on it. My goal this year is to help 250 million people, including you, especially you, only you, get to where you have your purpose specified and clear, and you're as committed to it as you are breathing. If you don't have one yet, that's okay. That's where to start. What are you about? I know you're about more than just getting by day to day, working for the weekend, seeing what party you can have next. I know you're about more than just how much money can I make, because you live in the belief that money makes you happy. It doesn't. It does allow you to live nicely, so you don't have to be hungry. You don't have to, you know, worry about a roof over your head. It does allow that. But beyond meeting basic necessities, there's way more to life than just more. There's a commercial on, where I'm in Canada, so I don't know if it's in the US, but there's a commercial on TV right now. It's a bank commercial, and it's funny. But it says, you know, in your pursuit of more, no matter what you have, you always see someone who has more. And the person saying that is in a restaurant, and he's alone, but it's clear he's waiting for someone. And then it flashes to a building across the street, several stories up. And there's a woman in there, clearly in a nice office. And someone also besides that has more. And then there's a guy on the street driving a really expensive car. More places to go. And then it flashes to an airplane in the sky and a guy in a private jet. And, you know, there's several scenes that indicate more, 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 you know, that sort of religion. And then it says, pretty soon you realize there's more to life than more. And when more gets old, you'll realize you're richer than you think. And that's the catchphrase of this bank. And then they want you to come and learn how to invest and so forth. But the idea that we pursue more and that consumes us is true, and it's a poison. So you can end that right now, because that's not the way to your ultimate life. It's not the way to happiness. Money does allow you to enjoy your favorite misery, but it doesn't make you happy. All right. I told you I'd tell you about this shirt. This t-shirt says Roar on it, R-O-A-R. And it's fun because Roar is an acronym and it stands for Results on a Rampage. Now, I'm on LA Talk Radio talking to you right now. And about 10 years ago, in 2014, at the end of 13, 14, and part of 15, I think, for 18 months, I was here on LA Talk Radio when it was audio only. And I did that for about a year and a half. We had 80-something shows, I think. And that was the name of the show then, Results on a Rampage. And what I meant by that is really creating results, getting the excuses and the nonsense out of the way. And I interviewed lots of people, and I did many of them myself also, like this. But I talked about what are the secrets, what are the tools, what are the processes, how do you create productivity and all those kinds of things on the show. And I spent 80-something shows with that, and we did that for a while and loved it. And then we went on and did other things, and now we're back. And we've renamed this Your Ultimate Life, because it isn't only about creating results, results on a rampage. That was kind of the feeling there. And it was really focused on tangible results, more sales, more this, and, you know, physical things. And those are important, but they don't, they're not enough. They are not enough. So today we're going to talk about how to get all the results you want. All the results you want. I told you to read the book, The Alchemist, and I use The Ultimate Alchemist because I love the idea. Alchemy comes out of, you know, this alchemy was part chemistry and part magic. And in the Middle Ages and up through, well, even 100 or 200 years ago, alchemists, besides being the pharmacists of the time, the alchemy was also the pharmacists, even when they had weird chemicals they were trying to give us for different things. That was even back in the days when they used to cut people open and bleed them to try to let the diseases out, right? We've come a long way since then, hopefully. Anyway, alchemy is part magic and part science. And the idea of alchemy was to turn base metals into gold. And they didn't use the word transform, they used transmute. And I love the word transmute. And in alchemy, in my version of alchemy, I say, I transmute the fury of injustice, the ravages of adversity, and the pain of loneliness into the pure gold of love, forgiveness, and service. I have discovered that on the fuel of love and forgiveness, you have the engine to create anything. Love and forgiveness gives you the fuel to create anything. And I know that sounds all woo-woo, and you might want to hang up the phone and say the guy's nuts. Well, I was an executive and a high-ranking one for 30 years in the U.S. and Canada, so I know something about achieving high income and high position. And I also know something about misery and failure. And I also know something about recreating ourselves. I was just listening to a message from a client, and he was talking about how some friend of his was just discovering, even though he's mid-40s, that he could change his life and start over again. And I always laugh with joy when I hear that. I didn't start my upward journey intentionally focused about what life was worth until I was 52 in 2007. So it's never too late. It's never too late. But what are the secrets now? What are the secrets about learning to create your ultimate life, the things you really want? Well, I use Alchemist because it's part magic and part science. So we're going to talk about seven things that matter most in creating your ultimate life. So the first one is what I call daily preparation. Now, we've talked about that before, but I'm going to talk about it in a little different way this time. There's two parts to daily preparation. I ask people all the time, sometimes on podcasts, sometimes on this show, sometimes coaching clients or prospects who come to me and say, I want to achieve more. And so the question is, more what? What do you have right now? What are your efforts right now in achieving that? So you're here and you want to go here. And if you're not watching the video, one hand is above the other. You know, you want to go in some upward trajectory. You want to have more of something, more happiness, more peace of mind, more joy, more money, more sales, a better relationship, more physical health. What do you want more of? That's really, really important. The second question right behind it is, what are you doing right now to go in that direction? Because it is one thing to just want something. Oh, I want that. Oh, I want it so bad. Every time I see somebody that's got what I want, oh, I just ache. And sometimes I even get angry or frustrated. I just want that. Well, cool. What are you trying right now? Are you attending seminars? Do you have a coach? Are you working on it? What is actually happening right this minute? And often people will tell me a story of a litany of things that they have tried or started at least. And not always, but most of the time, then they explain it didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't do anything. There's a whole episode that we could do on why that is. You know, either what they were trying was garbage or they really didn't use it. How many of us have bought a piece of exercise equipment or a weight machine or a gym membership promising that we do X, Y, Z, and then we don't? Was there something wrong with the equipment? No, it was us. Operator error. Usually the case. What do you want? What are you doing right now? The third thing is, what are you willing to change so that you can have that? Because how you're creating life right now doesn't work to get that new goal. I mean, that's not a mystery. That's obvious. All right. So step one of my seven, those three questions are things that I ask to set up these seven steps that we're going to talk about. Step one is what I call daily preparation. Daily preparation. Now, this is broadcast, this is the first part of July and the Olympics start in about 3 weeks. Every single person from breakdancing, which is a new event, to swimming, to whatever else is going to be here in the summer games, every single person has spent untold thousands of hours working on their craft. They have hired and slaved with untold numbers of coaches, teammates, and, you know, other help mediums, physical therapists, shrinks, mind coaches, that kind of thing. We just finished the NHL and the Oilers. You know, I live in Edmonton, so the Edmonton Oilers lost to the Florida Panthers. And you know what? One of the things, a piece of equipment, personnel, actually, a person that the Oilers have, and I think the Panthers do too, they have a mindset coach. A mindset coach, because 80% of winning is mindset and 20% is mechanics. 80% is mindset and 20% is mechanics. Ask any pro in any field and they'll tell you that. So daily preparation is step one. And I have a diagram of this, and it's like the base layer is daily prep, and it's like a cake with multiple layers, and each layer sits on top, right? And each layer, the successive layers are a little smaller. So this layer is so big, and then a little smaller, and a little smaller, up to seven layers. So the very base layer is daily preparation. What do I mean daily preparation? Well, I'll tell you what I do, and I'll tell you what I know that Super Bowl winners and Olympic athletes and pro golfers and pro volleyball players and others, I can tell you what they do also. I'm not going to tell you exactly what they do because I don't know them all individually, but I have both known some and read extensively about this kind of daily preparation. Okay. The first thing that I use is I have a document. I've talked about this before, a PTAC, a personal truth and commitment statement. Now, if you're going for an Olympic medal, part of your daily creation is going to be to see yourself on that podium, to see, visualize, to viscerally experience that win of bending down and them hanging the gold medal on your neck. You're going to feel that. You're going to know it. You're going to breathe it. If you're a track participant, you're going to feel yourself running through, breaking that tape. Now, if you're not in the Olympics and you're thinking about business success, you're not going to just say, well, I'm going to go try to make some sales today. No, you're going to picture yourself walking across the stage, getting the Salesman of the Year or the Salesman of the Century Award. That kind of mindful preparation is not optional. It's essential for the champions. If you're unwilling to do that, you won't get there. Mental preparation is essential. Now, my personal truth document is a wide-ranging document and covers more than just a single thing. I have financial goals. I have the goal of 250 million, which I've shared here, reaching 250 million to do what? I want to help you change the world. First, I want to help you understand that you can, that your gifts, your talent, your purpose, your drive matters. Oh, I just had a conversation with a brand new person the other day, never talked to her before. And she has a fabulous story and she wants to change the world, you know, air quotes, but change the world in her area with people that really resonate with her story. And she can. But you know what the first thing was she said to me? After she told me her story and I told her how great it was, she said, yeah, but why do we need another book or another program? And I wanted to weep. We need every piece of encouragement we can get. There are people, and this is what I told her, and I'm telling it to you too. There are people in the world who need your voice, not mine, not hers, yours. Your voice needs to be heard. The most valuable thing you can bring in the world is your unadulterated, authentic self on the way to being your best self, your very best. Bring that. That is of infinite value. So daily preparation, my truth and commitment document, just reminds me about that. It reminds me that I'm a son of God. It reminds me that I'm about 250 million people. It reminds me that I love my wife more than anything. It reminds me to exercise. It reminds me to take care of my heart and soul. It reminds me and commits me to meditate. And so my daily morning preparation thing is all of that. It's meditation. It's spiritual connection. It's reaching a plane of enlightenment and connectedness to God. And I do that every day. Why? Because I love how it feels. Now, let's go back to the Olympics for a minute. Can you imagine anyone participating in their Olympic sport without warming up? That would be absurd. And the warm-ups look different depending on the sport. I was in a group for 7 years that was a vocal group, and we charted number one on Billboard with 3 albums. It was great. The conductor of that was a masterful pianist, a master's in piano performance from Juilliard. And one of the concerts we did had the orchestra, which was a 70-piece beautiful orchestra, and he played Rhapsody in Blue with the orchestra. And guess what? Before the concert, where did I find him? In one of the rooms, warming up. Why? Because that's what you do when you want to perform at the highest level. So warming up for your day is critical. Now, I mentioned a book called Living with Purpose and Power. Living with Purpose and Power is the place where I poured everything I know about creating such documents, such declarations of who you are in the world, and creating your warm-up, your daily creation. I call it, people call it a morning ritual. I don't want to use that word because it's so cliche. What I want you to hear is when you sleep, you know, you rest and you disconnect and your mind does some storage and all kinds of stuff happens. When you wake up, you have the opportunity to create yourself. Why wouldn't you take it? Why wouldn't you get up at whatever time you need to get up so you have time to create yourself as the champion you are, as the pro you are, as the Olympic whatever, physical, mental, spiritual you are, parent? So that warm-up is critical, and everything about personal truth documents and daily rituals, how to create your day as a high-powered divine being is in that book, Living with Purpose and Power. So read that. Alchemist, Walking Without Fear, Living with Purpose and Power. 3 books. They'll change your life. Absolutely, they will change your life in your quest to reach your ultimate life. All right. Step 2, after you prepare yourself. Now, my morning preparation takes 2.5 hours. Yours can take whatever it is, but never skip it. All right. The next piece is you got to show up. You got to show up for the day. Okay. Now, the morning preparation and your personal truth, that is the best way to get you in state to show up. Now, what does that mean? It means show up at your desk if you have a desk, show up on the phone if you have a phone, show up for your kids if you're a parent taking care of your kids, show up for clients if you have that, show up for your job with bells on, all in. Why? Because you can. The world is full of half-baked people who do half-baked work. It's good enough for that. I don't really care. Well, that kind of an attitude comes because you're not committed. I don't care if you love the company you work for or not. If you hate what they do, get a different job. You get to choose how you create your money, your dimes, you know, the food and shelter and everything. You choose how you create that. So find something that you like. Maybe it isn't your dream thing yet, but find something you like while you create the thing you truly crave. I did that. It's how I help my clients get to their ultimate life. Okay, and there's a whole conversation about deciding what that is, but we're not going to do that today. You have to show up with bells on. And I looked that up one day, show up with bells on. It had to do with sleighs and the bells on sleighs. So when they came with bells on, that meant they were announced and they were dressed and they were all in and ready to go. Anyway, showing up with bells on, show up. If you've committed to work for someone else, then go do it. 100%. Not because you love them, but because you love you. You love you. You are a person who keeps their word, who does what they say. Why? Because you can be. The way we do one thing is the way we do everything. Now, I want you to think about that. If you're half-assed in your work for someone else, then you're half-assed in your life. You're a half-assed person, and your love for yourself is half-assed. Don't be that. Commit. Be all in, or don't waste your time. Take each thing that you do and do it the very best you can. Now, when you do that, you can evaluate, and you should, is this really what I want to be doing with my life? You know, if you go to work every day for a month or 6 months or a year or 10 years, is this really, even if you're doing your very best, you're the very best, whatever, you're free to ask at any time, this is not fulfilling, it's not what I want to do, even though I'm doing my very best, then go find something that is. Or start a side hustle, or volunteer, or do something that creates that fulfillment. But whatever you do, do it all in. The third step after daily preparation and showing up is what I call chase the maybes. Now, I love that phrase, and I didn't invent it. I'm sure lots of people have used it, but I have a client who I love dearly, and this is something he says a lot, and I chase the maybes. And you know, there is excitement in chasing the maybes, and there's also disappointment in chasing the maybes, because a maybe is just that. It's a maybe. It's something that might work, and it's something that might not. So one of the dangers of chasing the maybes is you're going to be disappointed. You're going to go chase something. It seemed really good, and then the situation wasn't what you thought, or someone else pulled a fast one, or you did the work and it's like, this is not what I want to be doing for a long time. And so you say graciously, without denying commitments that you've made, look, I can only work this long. I'm done. I'm out. Chasing the maybes does several things for you. It develops your skill. Because when I say chase, I mean all in. I'm assuming from this moment on, because you did step two, that everything you do, you're going to do all in, every moment of your life. Why would you live any moment of your life half-assed anyway? What a waste of talent, your love. So if you chase a maybe, an opportunity, then, and you go all in and it doesn't work, you will develop more skills, even if it doesn't work. You learn how to do things. You'll learn how to graciously bow out of projects. You'll learn how to recommit and reevaluate. So chasing the maybes develops skill for you, because it'll be often something new or something wasn't exactly what you were thinking, but ooh, it's a maybe, maybe it'll work. So chase them and have the courage to say, you know what? This isn't what I thought. This isn't what I wanted. I'm done. This isn't it. Okay, chasing the maybes also creates or develops courage in you, because it is a maybe. You don't know if it's going to work. You don't know if it's going to go where you think. A fun example that's a life example that has nothing to do with business, but it has to do with life, is relationships. Every time you chase or you start or you date or you think about a relationship, what are you doing? You're chasing a maybe. You're chasing a maybe. Now, getting turned down, getting burned, getting dumped, you know, that is a staple of modern life, of any life. You know, you go create a relationship and maybe it works and maybe it doesn't. And two people are involved, you know, yes, yes, no, no, that kind of thing. That's the ultimate maybe chasing. But there's all kinds of other things you could do. For example, at work, are there extra projects you could do? Are there high-profile presentations you could volunteer for? Ooh, scary. What if I screw it up? What if you do? What if you do? So chasing the maybes not only develops skill, but it also develops courage. Okay? It also develops resilience, because when you chase some maybes, you're going to fail. You're going to go try to do something that's over your current pay grade, so to speak, and you might crash and burn. When you crash and burn, you have a couple of choices. That was the stupidest thing I ever did. I'm never going to do that again, and then shrivel back up into your safe zone. Well, this podcast, this show isn't for safe zone people. This show is for results on a rampage people, or people chasing, creating, building, living the ultimate life. And every time I say that, I hope you think of your words. My words are purpose, prosperity, and joy. You don't know as you sit here or stand here or drive or wherever you are listening, you don't know exactly what that looks like. I use the word purpose, prosperity, and joy, but I can't tell you exactly all the nuances. My purpose is to help you encourage, love, lift, serve, coach, so you get to your podium, so you can change the world. Exactly how that works for me each day, week, month, as years go by, changes. And it's fun and it's joyful. Prosperity, of course, means cash, but it's prosperity of relationships. One of the most beautiful things that's happened this year, 2024 so far, is the deepening and creation and deepening of some powerful relationships that I know are going to bear fruit. Chase the maybes is layer three of this success cake. Remember, the bottom is to prepare yourself every day, daily prep. And I wrote the word PTAC in my morning ritual there. The next one is show up. That's layer two. Layer three is chase the maybes. Don't live afraid. Step four, or layer four on the cake, is persevere. Sorry, I'm saying it wrong. Because the Olympics are coming up, and this is the Summer Olympics, I'm reminded of an interview I saw where Michael Phelps was interviewed, and he is, I believe, to this day, the most decorated Olympian ever, has won the most medals. And you know him, if you know anything about swimming, he set record after record after record, some of which now have probably been broken. But the interview was not after he'd won all the medals. It was actually in between the second to the last and the last Olympics. And in the second to the last, he'd won a whole bunch and set a bunch of records and all that stuff. But he had not, wasn't yet the most decorated Olympian, and was just giving an interview about it. And you know, one of the things that he said, he talked about his workouts, perseverance. And he said that he couldn't count the number of times, and I think that were his words, but I don't remember. There were many times when his coach caught him trying to sneak out the back of the gym because he just didn't want to do the workouts. Well, think about that. Here's a decorated Olympian, multiple gold medalist, who knows what's required to get to those podiums, who knows the effort and the energy and the blood and the sweat and the tears and the, you know, the internal commitment that's required. And yet he's like, I didn't want to do any more workouts. I was done. I didn't want to. Sneaking out the gym. And guess what? His coach caught him. So how do you hold yourself accountable to persevere? There are three elements that I can think of. There's probably more, but three I want to share with you. One is your own internal commitment. Like, how bad do you want this thing you say you want? The results you say, me, purpose, prosperity, and joy, I want them bad enough to bleed. Anything, everything, all day, every day, that's all I do. So my commitment is full on, 100%, not wavering one bit, any day, every day. I don't know what your commitment is, level of commitment to whatever your goal is. What is your level of commitment? One of the ways I keep my commitment there and keep it powerful is that daily preparation. Another way that I do it is to have good coaching. One of the things that I'm working on is my singing voice. I mentioned before I'd been in a professional group that has received some awards. I loved that. I left the group because I moved out of Phoenix. Otherwise, I'd still be in it. I have a vocal coach because I want to develop my solo singing voice even more. And I already sing at a professional level. But what? I have a coach. I meet with him every couple of weeks. Why? Because I want to get better. I want to get better. And, you know, he listens to me sing and he gives me pointers and talks about both technique and expression and all the kinds of things that go into a stunning performance. And if I listen with the idea of, oh, crap, I screwed up, I can't hear the love and the gentle correction. If I listen with eagerness, tell me how to make this more powerful, more stunning, more captivating. Tell me. And then I listen and then I go persevere and practice and practice and practice. Why? Because of the commitment. So here's the underlying truth. You can have anything you want. You can have any amount of money. You can have connections, relationship, health, joy, purpose, prosperity. You can have that. But you've got to walk up this cake. You've got to prepare yourself every day. You've got to show up every day. Okay? You've got to chase the maybes and you've got to persevere. Keep going. Even when you fall, even when someone laughs, even when someone tells you, you suck, you're stupid, what are you thinking? Persevere. The fifth layer of the cake, right, is refresh. Refresh. Now, everything we've been talking about so far is work, hard, commitment. You have got to refresh. Refresh. Now, what refresh looks like for you, that depends on who you are, what you're doing, what else is going on in your life, and so forth. For me, I refresh by taking time with my beautiful wife. I've been married to Joy. See, purpose, prosperity, and joy. I have built-in joy. I've been married to her now coming on 17 years, and it feels like 5 minutes. I can't imagine in any world a life without her. And I just love her with every fiber of my being. And she is a precious angel. So refresh for me is time with her. We love just taking drives and chatting. One of the things we got to do in our relationship, we lived in Phoenix for about 8 years before we moved up here to Edmonton 8 years ago. So we had eight there and eight here now so far, and then a year somewhere else for our 17. We used to drive up in the summer to get out of the heat in Phoenix up to here in Edmonton. And so that's about an 1,800-mile drive one way. Once in a while, we do it in 2 days, but usually we do three. And that was a lot of time together, just the two of us. And we got to talk and we got to chat a lot about life, about each other, about business, about God, about our business in life, our purpose, and all kinds of stuff. And I treasured those conversations. And I don't know how many hundreds or even thousands of hours we've spent together. And even today, as we took some time earlier today and we went somewhere, she picked me up. That's it. I was somewhere and she picked me up. And as we were driving home, she said, you want to drive around for a few minutes? And I said, yes, of course. And so we did, added another 20 or 30 minutes to our very short, you know, I wasn't very far away, added a 30 minutes. Why? Because we got to spend some time together. That for me is refreshment. Another way I refresh is meditation. Meditation for me is one of the most direct connection to God, direct connection to myself, refreshment of mind, body, and spirit. Now, if you don't meditate, I can't tell you what to do, but if I could get you to do one thing new, start meditating. It's easy. You don't need any gear, and it consists of three simple steps. Slow down enough to be where you are. Be still enough to notice what is there. Trust that what comes to you is truth. If you want more information, I got another book for that called Meditation, The Amazing Journey Within. It will empower you, it will enliven you, and it will give you joy, and it will help you create success. Because remember, this whole episode's about how to get those real results. The sixth layer of the cake. The sixth layer of the cake is believe. Believe. Now, this is one of those interesting things. I put it up at the sixth layer of the cake, but believe is also part of the foundation. What does it mean to believe? Well, faith. What is faith? Well, faith is a certainty that something's going to happen that hasn't happened yet, but you know it's going to. We know the sun's coming up tomorrow. We have faith. We believe that. I believe the sun shines in Phoenix. I've lived there a lot of years, 14 more before those 8 with joy. So 22 years I've lived in Phoenix. I know the sun shines in Phoenix. I believe it will shine tomorrow, 330 days a year. We believe things, and the more powerfully we believe them, the more power that belief has. And I'm going to be woo-woo here for a minute. Your belief influences the universe. I'm just going to say it straight up. There's all kinds of scientific evidence. I'm reading a book right now called The Science of Creating Miracles, and it's written by a Harvard PhD in neuroscience who's done a lot of research in and created products and computer brain interfaces and all kinds of stuff. And that's not the only one. There's all kinds of researchers right now. Bruce Lipton talked about, you know, the biochemistry, and Joe Dispenza and others, and all of them have concluded scientifically, not woo-woo-ifically, that notion that has been around for a long time, that what we believe influences the universe, is actually true. And it's not true in some metaphysical weird sense. It's true in a physical sense. So one of the experiments in this book is that radioactive plutonium decays at a certain rate, and the alpha particle emissions occur in a certain pattern. Simply by focusing and thinking over and over again, test subjects, different ones in different settings, influence the alpha particle distribution. I'm thinking, what? Yeah, really. And there were hundreds of other experiments. There's a book called The Intention Experiment by Lynn McTaggart, who's an investigative journalist, and another book by her called The Field. And the book I was just referring to is written by Dr. Larry Farwell, the Harvard guy. But there's tons of others. Believing is a tool that you have, and it's been proven to work, so you can disregard it, but that's like saying, I'm going to unscrew this screw with my thumbnail because I don't want to use this screwdriver made of metal over here. I'd rather ravage my thumbnail and bleed all over the place and then curse because I can't twist the screw than I would go get that tool that is steel and can loosen that screw with ease. Your head, your spirit, your mind is the most powerful tool you have. And it plays a role in every one of these cake layers that are below. We started with you know, daily preparation, believing it works and repeatedly doing it relies on belief, showing up all in every day, and then evaluating what you're doing and whether or not it works and making adjustments, chasing the maybes, persevering, refreshing yourself. Each one of those things requires belief. So belief alone will energize and empower everything that you do. I cannot emphasize that enough. Belief. The seventh layer of the cake is finish. Finish. Now you might think, well, what do you mean finish? Do you know how many half-done projects you have? I lost track of how many I had. Things I started, things that seemed like a good idea, things where I thought, oh, this is really good. I know I want to get this done. And yet they sit partly done. Books that were partly written until I created a system to finish. Okay, products right now that have come out of my years of working as a coach. I have 16 products outlined and only 6 are done. So I have 10 more to finish. Now, I haven't failed to finish them because I don't believe in them. It's time allocation. But the point is, become a finisher. Take stuff over the goal line. Now, there's some reasons we don't finish. Often we don't finish. People say, well, I'm a perfectionist. I'm still perfecting. Perfectionism is procrastination. It's avoidance. It's a disease. And it's fueled by fear. It's fueled by fear that it won't be good enough, that you'll take it over the goal line. And the minute you get it done, you'll say, oh, it could have been better. Should have been better. I could have done this better. That is nonsense. All that that does, if you do something and evaluate it and you see an opportunity for improvement, okay, do it better next time. Version 2. Every piece of software that was ever built is version 1. In the recording studio, I have probably 100 pieces of software. And you know what? Every single one of them gets updated once a quarter, major updates once a year. Why? Because they were too stupid the first time? No. User feedback, new ideas. Well, you could make the argument it wasn't perfect the first time. No, but it worked. So you're going to chase maybes and you're going to fail. Perseverance is required and resilience to get up off your face. Refreshment is required to re-energize. Believing in yourself infuses this whole cake, but nothing happens unless you finish. So release the product. Write the book, publish the book, put the program out, play the concert, sing the song, finish. Become a finisher. Get your message, your magic into the world. I am the ultimate alchemist. I create gold from other things, and I would love to help you. You have gold. You are gold. You are divine. You are magic. You can blow me off and tell me I'm full of crap. I've been told that before. I welcome it. Doesn't make it true. The truth is you have infinite possibility. Those 7 steps on that cake will help you create anything you want. Now, you can ignore it and you can say, well, it doesn't do any good. I've heard all that before. I believe you. You probably have. You've also not executed. You haven't stayed the course, or you'd be at the top of the mountain. Nobody falls up the top of the mountain. We climb. And even if we fall, we climb again. We climb again. I just saw Kung Fu Panda 4 the other night, the 4th one, and I hope they don't make any more. It wasn't as good as the first 3, but one thing that was there is that old panda climbing up those stairs again, all the way up to the Jade Palace, again and again and again, one more stair. That is a finisher. Finish with excellence. Finish strong. Finish because you can. Finish because you're great. I invite you to connect. I invite you to go to the URL on the screen, www.yourultimatelife.ca. There's some free stuff there, free in terms of it doesn't cost any money, but it will cost effort and energy. 5 master keys for your ultimate life. Go get them. Use them. Create purpose, prosperity, joy, freedom. Maximize and express your gifts and talents. this guy in the pictures climbing up that steep hill. And you know what? With the look on his face and the determination in his heart, he's going to make it. So are you. You're valuable. You are loved. You are invincible. And there is nothing you can't do if you want it. But you have to want it. And then you have to keep acting in accordance with that desire. I invite you to connect. If there's something I can do to help, I'm available. I would love to help you succeed to create that next goal or that big, hairy, audacious goal that's been scaring you, that you've held back from. Don't hold back. I need your light. If you choose to, nothing can keep you from creating all the joy, purpose, and
you're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.